Hello DSE 2607 students. In this podcast, I give you feedback on assignment 2. By this time, I hope you have received your individual mark and feedback for assignment 2, as well as tutorial letter 202 with the complete solutions. If you have not yet received your hard copy of tutorial letter 202, it is available on MyUNISA electronically. Please take the time to compare your calculations step by step with the ones in tutorial letter 202. 64% of the students submitted the assignment and the average mark was 68%. Well done to all of you who submitted the assignment. First, some general comments. You have to show all your calculations. The steps in between are more important than just a correct answer. I want to see if you know how to apply the algorithms correctly. You get marks for the intermediate steps. The instructions for assignment 2 in tutorial letter 101 clearly stated that you had to answer all the questions and show all your calculations. Also remember this for the examination. Please read carefully. Quite a few students attempted and solved problems that were not the ones asked for in tutorial letter 101. If it was the same type of problem, I have marked it and gave you some marks. But if it was a different type of problem, I marked it but did not allocate any marks. Remember, you do not have to type the assignment. A handwritten scan document is fine. If you do type, make sure you are able to type the equations correctly. In South Africa, we do not use a comma as a thousandths separator. We use a space. So if you want to write 160,000, it will be 160, a space, and then the three zeros. We use a decimal comma. That is, we use a comma to indicate decimals, so 1,6 means 1 and 6 tenths. Let's move to question 1. Most of you knew how to do this type of problem. Read carefully. The question asked you to complete the record, so you had to copy the record and then complete it. Question 2. Make sure that you know which model to use. The key word here was production. Use the formulas for the production rate model or the continuous rate model as it is also known. Remember, your answer must make sense. If you have calculated the optimal run size as 692,82, your calculation is correct. But is it possible to produce 0,82 of a computer? Of course not. You have to round off your answer to get an integer value of 693. The same holds for the number of production runs. Your final answer must be an integer. Have a look at how I wrote these steps. The optimal run size is equal to 692,82. This is not equal to 693 using the equal sign. 692,82 is approximately 693 using the approximation sign, which is the wavy equal sign. We read this as 692,82 is almost equal to 693. If you want to type this wavy sign, hold down the Alt key and press the numbers 2, 4, 7. Question 3. Most students could apply Johnson's rule as the steps are clearly set out in your study material with examples. The question had a second part, though, asking you to draw a Gantt chart. Some of you missed that part. When drawing the Gantt chart, you have to pay attention to the following two aspects. First, you must have a time scale. Remember, we also used the Gantt chart to determine the make span, though it was not asked in this specific question. The scale must be consistent. The division depicting, for example, 1 hour, must be exactly the same size throughout your chart. Secondly, the second operation of a specific job cannot start before the first operation is completed. Therefore, you may have idle time in between. Take care to identify such situations. Question 4. Most of you could apply the algorithm used in Kurievsky to determine the minimum number of workers. Make sure that you remember to give preference to the Saturday-Sunday pair if so stated in the problem. It is preferable to have a separate table or separate rows for the workforce schedule showing the days off. Well done to everyone who passed this assignment. Keep up the good work in preparing for the examination. This is the end of the podcast on Assignment 2 Feedback.